cinnamon buns, please. Extra frosting.
Oh, here they are.
Hey, guys.
We were so excited when you guys asked us out. You're like the A-list couple in Lamaze class.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. We were afraid we were in the C-section.
We bring our own food everywhere. Cindy doesn't put anything unhealthy in her body. No refined sugar, white flour, or gluten. I'm sure you're the same.
Oh, of course.
Cinnamon bun.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm pregnant.
But
I said no.
Sweetie, this is your best yam loaf yet. He's a saint. He cooks my food, rubs cocoa butter on my belly.
I just wish I could go through the birth for her.
Hey, what are you guys doing with your placenta?
Ours will nourish the roots of a special tree we plant in our yard.
Well, we live in an apartment. Although that ficus in the study is looking a tad droopy.
By the way, if you need a doula...
Cindy, I'm sure they already have one. Everybody has a doula. Ours is a treasure. She'll be there through the whole delivery. You know, focusing our energies, giving us emotional support. I don't know how people do it without one.
She's really helped Brad. He's having a really tough sympathy pregnancy.
Oh, boy.
Honey?
I'm feeling a little sick again. I'm sorry. I just need some air.
We're so in sync. He feels everything I'm feeling. Nausea, weight gain, food cravings.
Well, you know, in psychological terms, that's called Couvade syndrome.
We just call it love.
I don't like them.
They're getting so much more out of this than we are. We don't even have a placenta plan.
No, wait. Let's not panic. All we need is expert help. We'll hire one of those doula people. I'll get the number from Brad.
Sorry. Oh, this pregnancy is taking it out of me. Oh, my breasts are so tender today.
You know what? I'm starting to feel a bit nauseous.
Charlotte's Web, a matchmaking service. Come in.
Well, I'm sorry, isn't it? Oh, I see what happened. I must have been so engrossed in my paper, I went right past my floor.
Of course. It can be a little embarrassing to admit you need help in the romance department. Please, come in.
No, this was a mistake.
I understand. Come in.
Trust me, you are comically incorrect. I do not need a matchmaker.
So, you're married?
No.
Dating someone?
I date plenty. In fact, I often need the proverbial stick one uses to beat women off with. I believe my point is made.
Why don't you just take my car?
I don't need your car.
In case you change your mind.
I won't change my
mind. For a friend.
I have no friends. Who are in need of your services. You see, I am a bit of a local celebrity, so I have no trouble getting dates.
Really?
Yes.
What's your name?
Dr. Fraser Crane.
Oh. Sorry, doesn't ring any bells.
Fraser Crane?
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, my God. What are you doing here?
Well, actually, I have an office one floor down.
Really?
Yes.
I'm on 18.
Oh, well, why don't I ride up with you? I could use the exercise. Oh. Bye-bye.
So funny seeing you here.
It's funny for you, delightful for me. Oh. It's always nice to meet a fan, especially one so attractive.
You don't remember me?
Yes, of course I remember you. It's you. Hey, you!
I can't believe you don't remember. We dated. Three times.
Jennifer.
Ellie!
Oh, well, here's your floor. Nice catching up with you.
Ah, brushing me off. That sounds familiar. You
Sorry.
Forgot me. You spent every day talking about yourself. And then, after we slept together...
So sorry.
But you could have called
sorry.
Me.
Sorry, again, so sorry. Manzo, it seems, I have dated every woman in Seattle. The well is dry. The cupboard is bare. There are no more fish in the sea. Meanwhile, my dad is engaged. My brother is expecting his first child, while I am left to spin aimlessly on the dating hamster wheel.
You like your metaphors, don't you? Well, don't worry, Fraser. Somewhere in Seattle, there's a woman you haven't pissed off, and I'm going to find her.
You seem awfully sure of yourself.
I am. I've successfully matched hundreds of couples. So, what kind of woman are you looking for? And don't just say smart, sexy, and sophisticated.
Why, don't you have any of those? All right. Well, it's hard to say what I want. It's been so long since I've really fallen for someone. You know that feeling you get after a first date when you can't even sleep? You just lie there in bed awake, thinking about her. That's what I want.
You're going to make me work for my money, aren't you? By the way, I do require a payment up front.
Oh, of course.
My fee's $10,000.
That's awfully steep.
And those 10 years of bad dates, how much did they run you?
I'll write you a check. So, I gave her the money, and I filled out the questionnaire.
You fudged a little bit on your answers, right?
No, of course not. Why would I?
Because nobody's honest on those things. There's a code people use. Like, mature means old. Athletic means flat-chested. And, not model thin means circus fat.
Oh, gosh, she's already set me up on a date this evening. But I assure you, I am more interested in personality than looks.
Did you see a photo, at least?
Well, of course I saw a photo. She's got a personality you can bounce a quarter off of.
So where are you taking her?
Claret. I intend to take all subsequent dates there as well. That way I can compare them objectively. You see, as the woman will be the only variable. It's basic science.
Yeah. That's been your dating problem. Not enough science.
Here we are.
We can only chat for a moment. We're meeting our doula.
Oh, yes. Your doula.
Anybody need anything? I'm getting more coffee.
Oh, no, thanks. We bought fennel tea and some healthy snacks to nibble on.
Oh, peanut butter and carrots. It looks like somebody has pregnancy cravings.
Yes, I just can't help myself.
Oh, dear Niles. Couvade syndrome?
We just call it love.
Yes, well, I have a date. I've signed up with a matchmaking service.
Really, Fraser, a matchmaker? I'm surprised you'd use a professional for something as personal as your love life.
Well, I could say the same thing about you and your doula.
Well, our professional comes highly recommended.
So does my professional.
Well, our professional's at the top of her field.
As is mine.
Well, our professional charges $200 an hour.
Mine charges
$10,000. She sounds fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you, Niles. Wish me luck.
Luck? Wow.
Daphne and Niles?
Oh, you must be Harvest.
So nice to meet you. This is our friend Roz.
Hi.
A resume detailing my 15 years of experience plus a syllabus for further reading.
Well, I am doula impressed.
Now, on page 5, you'll find details about my support staff. There's a masseuse, a shaman, of course, and a drummer. He used to tour with the Doobie Brothers. Very talented.
My, sounds expensive. I can't wait to tell Fraser.
And, of course, I insist on a drug-free birthing environment.
Whoa, back up. No drugs?
Oh, I want Daphne to be awake and connected to the moment. A natural childbirth needn't be painful.
It needn't be. But it be. How painful? Would you have a tooth pulled without Novocaine?
No.
Well, a tooth is this big.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to be emotionally present for the birth of your baby. But I see that you just want somebody to dope you up, strap you down, and yank it out.
Oh, no, wait, don't go.
Yes, our friend was just leaving.
All right, you're right. I'm sorry, this is a private matter. You need to do what's right for you.
Ow!
times a million.
Here we are.
Thank you.
There's something wonderful about first dates, isn't there? Oh, thank you very much. That tingle of anticipation as two perfect strangers march toward endless vistas of possibility.
Well put, Fraser.
Oh, thank you. And what do you do?
I'm a science teacher.
Oh, serendipity. I'm a science man myself. I suppose that's why Charlotte got the two of us together. Well, then, what's your field?
Well, my field is biology, but my specialty is creationism.
Oh, well, I find that... Excuse me.
You know, they're only in first grade, so they don't understand everything. But Brother William, he's our leader. He likes us to get them started young before they get their minds warped by all that fossil nonsense.
Well, I realize that Darwin has his detractors, but to call it nonsense seems a bit cavalier, don't you think?
Oh, dear. You're one of those. You think we're descended from apes?
Well, not recently, no.
Do I look like an ape to you? Do I have hairy palms and a big hairy back?
Would you like a drink?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. But I gotta warn you, I'm a horny drunk. Last spring in Cabo, wake up one morning under a beach umbrella, stark naked, tequila bottle in one hand, some guy's tidy whities on my head. Whoa! Don't I know you from Cabo?
Remind you of anything?
You wish, right?
So very amusing. So, what do you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm back in school. You see, I've loved animals my whole life, so I figured I'm not going to go for it, you know? So, I'm going to become a taxidermist. Is something wrong?
No. I was just admiring your ensemble.
Oh, thanks. I made it myself. You know, I have a lot of this fabric left. I could make you a shirt with a matching hat.
Don't go to any trouble. Would you like some wine?
Nah. The cops took my fake ID and my dad'll kill me if I get busted again. So, what are you, like 50?
Something like that. Well, I'm off.
No, you can. Our doula's coming specifically to meet you and your father.
Yeah, she insists on knowing all the members of the baby's energy circle.
Oh, what kind of a kook is she anyway?
Harvest is not a kook. She's assisted at the birth of more than 600 babies and two giant pandas.
Well, she better get here quickly. I do have a date.
Another one? Yeah. Well, you're doing fairly well by this matchmaker.
Oh, hardly. A monkey throwing darts at the Seattle phone book would find me a better mate. Well, a dart-throwing monkey would be a better mate.
Why don't you fire her?
Don't think I haven't considered it. If tonight's a bust, I'm going to demand my money back. Niles, have you gained weight?
Yes, but you know, you always put on a lot with your first baby. The hardest part is the mood swings.
Jeez, Niles, don't you think you're taking the sympathetic pregnancy thing too far?
I'm simply giving in to the primal cycle of life. I have no control over it.
In that case, get off my Chanel couch before your water breaks.
Oh,
hello, I'm Dr. Fraser Gray.
Harvest Finkelman, delighted.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't stay. Niles and Daphne, you know, of course, and this is my dad, Martin Crane. Miss Finkelman, delighted.
Nice to meet you, Martin.
Likewise.
So are you planning to participate in your grandchild's birth?
Oh, no, I'm kind of old school. Clean the kid up, slap a bow on her head, then call me in.
Oh, guess who had their baby?
Brad and Cindy.
Oh, I'm so happy for them.
He gets very emotional lately.
It was a beautiful experience. I made a tape if you'd like to see it.
I would like to not see it.
No, no, this would be good for us. Play it.
It was an 18-hour labor. This should be about 2 hours into it.
I'm so excited, Daphne. I can't wait till this is us.
Oh, look at Cindy glow.
Mother of God, just kill me!
She seems seems like she's in a little pain.
Oh, pain is just fear leaving the body.
That's a boatload of fear.
Stop that damn drum before I put your head through it!
She laughed at that afterwards.
I've seen enough.
Wait, you see how Cindy pushes through the pain?
I'm not pushing through anything. I'm having my baby the way God intended. In a hospital, numb from the waist down. Now take your incense and your woo-woo stick and get out. And you, stop acting pregnant. You're a man, for God's sakes.
Charlotte, where's my date?
I am so sorry. She just called. She had to cancel.
That does it.
No, we'll find another evening.
No, Charlotte, we will not. You have set me on enough miserable dates. Thank you. Before you fix me up with a doll-collecting war criminal or a hashish-smoking burger flipper, I want out. And I want my money back.
Frasier, this is a process. I have only sent you out on 5 dates. Do you cure your patients in 5 sessions?
Oh, no, but...
This client roster is filled with fascinating women. I just signed a new one this morning. Botany professor, avid bicycle rider, very striking. But you know what? If you're going to be so impatient, then we should just end this now. I'll write you a check.
Wait.
No. I'm sure you'll do much better on your own. With $10,000, you can download a lot of love.
Well, let's not be too hasty. That striking, biking botanist sounded like me.
I don't know.
Please?
Don't beg. It's a turnoff. All right. Why don't I get us some drinks, and then we can talk about our next move.
Great.
He's a big radio star. Smart, really sweet. So think about it. Here's my card.
You lied to me. You have 5 clients. There is no roster of eligible women.
You looked in my client log?
Yes, I've seen your log and I've dated every toad on it.
Is this the guy?
No. Different guy. Call me.
I think the police might be interested in this little scam of yours.
It is not a scam. I just didn't have time to put the other pictures in, and I will not work 1 second with someone who threatens me. I'll mail you a check.
I'll save you the price of a stamp. I'll see you at your office tomorrow.
Fine. I'd say come alone, but that's a given. Oh, God, what a crappy, crappy day.
Charlotte, are you okay?
I can't give you a check. I've already spent the money on rent and food and these shoes. These stupid, stupid shoes.
Come on, then. It's okay.
No, it's not. Nothing's okay. I lied to you. I just started this business. But I'm really good at what I do. I used to run the biggest matchmaking business in Chicago before I lost it to my rotten ex-husband in the divorce.
Divorce? But you're wearing a wedding ring.
It's camouflage. It inspires confidence. And nobody wants a matchmaker whose life's a mess. Like me! I'm divorced. My business is a joke. I'm up to my ass in debt. I had to move in with my mother. I am 35 years old, and I am living with my mother. How pathetic is that?
Well, I've seen worse. You mentioned something earlier about having a drink.
Oh, believe me, I will. If my mother hasn't finished the bottle.
No, I meant here.
No, I really can't. I've got to get home. I have paperwork. I have calls to make.
It's my treat.
Double scotch. So, So then I spent 5 soul-sucking years in advertising, dreaming up slogans for Crunchios.
Crunchios are munchy with your lunchy or your brunchy? That was you?
Yeah. I felt better about myself when I was pushing cigarettes. Then one day I fixed up my boss with my friend, and they ended up getting married.
And thus a career was born.
What better way to make a living than by helping people be happy?
So does your old boss toast you every year when he celebrates his anniversary?
Actually, he's a she now. And my friend's kind of bitter. But I got the hang of it after that. Until I lost the business and came here and moved in with my crazy-ass mother.
For what it's worth, it will get easier living with her.
Is that your professional opinion?
Actually, it's a personal one. My dad lives with me.
No.
11 years.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, it does take a while to adjust to each other before you're perfectly in sync.
How long did that take?
I'll let you know. truth be told, I'm going to miss him when he moves out.
I was missing my mother when I was in Chicago. Now I just wish she was missing. I didn't realize it was so late. Frank's waiting for me at home.
Frank?
My boyfriend.
Oh. Serious?
Yes, but he has a fun-loving side, too.
No, I meant the relationship. Do you lie awake nights thinking about it?
A little. It's still new, but I have my fingers crossed.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you. And if you'll let me, I'm going to find someone fantastic for you too, Frasier, because you deserve it.
And because you have my $10,000.
Are you going to mention that every time you say it?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs, quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.